Welcome to the My Best Self podcast. This is your home to discover unshakable confidence, peace, and motivation to become your best self. I'm your friend and host, Natalie Champlin. Now, let's make it a great day. Let's start this episode with me asking you a question. How do you know what kind of day you're going to have today? Or what kind of day you're going to have any day of the week? When we set the first 30 minutes of our day up as a time for us to reflect and meditate and prepare for the day ahead of us, it gives us the chance to really prime our minds to have whatever kind of day we want to choose. Now, I'm a big believer in slowing down in order to speed up. And the last few weeks for me have been really crazy because I've been packing. We moved to a new home and I've hired a coach in my business to help me stay focused and work on the right things. And there's so many ways that I could be spending my time. My kids went back to school, just so many things. And when we start moving too fast, we forget to slow down and look at the big picture and see a bigger perspective than the chaos that we may feel like we're living in. And slowing down and realigning yourself with the things that truly matter most allows you to have the strength and tenacity and the vision to be the best version of yourself, because you're remembering who that is and what that looks like for you. You're remembering the things that you value and the type of person you want to be. For me, it's shown up as a way for me to be more patient, to be more effective, to be organized as I packed up the house and got things moved. It allowed me to spend my time in blocks that were specific and chosen so that I could work on things that I knew were the most important, and I didn't allow simply the urgent things to rule my day. Now, if you've experienced that urgency where you're living in a state where everything feels like you're putting a fire out and it's moving from one thing to the next, Stephen Covey teaches us that living that way, you're gonna get burnt out. And the way that we combat or fix the situation where we're always putting out fires is to spend more time doing things that are important, but they're not urgent. So when you're spending time doing things that are important and urgent, that's putting out fires. And I had to spend a lot of time doing that because there was, for example, we had our insurance for our home insurance had to be added on really quick, and something had to be changed like days before we closed on our new home. And I had to take care of that. I had to drop everything, and it was important for me to do that. And there were other things that were not urgent that I was able to go back to. And because I was able to focus so much on things that were not urgent, but really important, it really set our family up for success. And it helped me have a more like mentally smooth transition and through all of this craziness that we've been going through. So how can you know what kind of day you're going to have can be dependent upon the way you spend the first 30 minutes of your day. Now, I've set up a morning routine that really primes my mind for success, for being the best mother and wife and business owner that I can be. And every time I read that, it strengthens the story that I tell myself, that I am capable, that I am powerful, that I am strong, that I am able to create whatever it is I want in my life. And when you can empower yourself with a morning routine like that, that really helps you remember to be who you want to be. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to live life. If you have any questions about my morning routine, you can go to my Facebook community, which is My Best Self High Performance for Entrepreneurs, is what's called on Facebook. Or you can just go to mybestselfcommunity.com and you can request to join. Now, I don't let everybody in. I've stopped letting everyone in. You do have to answer the 3 questions that are on the group, and you've got to want to be in this community. This is a amazing place where so much value is shared. So many accomplished, amazing people are in this, and I want to keep it that way. So I know if you're listening to this, you are definitely the type of person who would enjoy this community, and I'd love to have you. And last thing, I don't know if you can hear all the construction and the children yelling in the background, and if you could, I'm so sorry, but that is life. So if you are interested in more help on your own morning routine, you can book a call with me. We can go over what yours looks like currently and ways that you could improve it so that you are priming your mind to have an awesome, amazing, super effective day every single day, and remembering who you are and the type of person that you're creating. Thank you for tuning in to the My Best Self podcast. If this inspired you or helped you in some way, it would mean the world to me for you to do 3 things. Number 1, subscribe to the podcast. Number 2 is rate and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you do number 2, the number 3 is to screenshot your review and post it on your Instagram stories and then tag me at Natalie Champlin. And I would love to send you a personal thank you and have a conversation with you. Thank you so much for letting me be in your ear today. I cannot wait till we get to hang out next time. Till then, choose happy and keep on smiling.